Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Yes, they've been in the news, but not for reasons that they'd like to be in the news. That's my take. Let's get the take of Jerry Dulac, who joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How are you tonight, Jer?
Jody, good evening. I am fine. And yeah, the Steelers, boy, for a lot of reasons, they prefer not to. Been in the news lately. But you know, they're, Jody, as you know, they're one of the marquee franchises in the league with a lot of stars. And it's the reason they're on national TV 5 times every year in primetime. And they draw a lot of attention. They're getting even more so because of 2 players, that's for sure.
Marquee is a good word. Stable is a good word. We have very infrequently used the word dysfunctional about the Pittsburgh Steelers over the last 50, 60, 70 years. But unfortunately, it fits over the last couple of years. Where has the breakdown come?
Yeah, you're right about that, Jody. And their national image is, you know, it's taking a little bit of a hit, obviously. It's getting soiled because of the stability, you know, a family-owned franchise. You know, a lot of it, we're talking about 2 players here. And really one in particular who, with his behavior, insubordinate, disrespectful, bizarre, disruptive, whatever adjective you want to affix to it, who was causing a great deal of it. Of course, it comes on the heels of the whole situation with Le'Veon Bell. But Antonio Brown has taken it to a whole nother level. And I think what you're going to see, Jody, is you're going to see some of this coming back to haunt Mike Tomlin, because there are players in that locker room who matter. They're star players who, while not liking Antonio Brown's behavior leading up to the Cincinnati game that final week and, of course, subsequently, but not liking the way the whole situation with Antonio Brown prior to that was handled, the things he was allowed to, quote, get away with. You know, none of this is anything new, you know, with some of the strange behavior the last year or 2 years. But Mike Tomlin is, I think some of the players were upset that it and disgusted that it was allowed to happen and get to that point. Even the week of the Cincinnati game, where he walked out and refused to practice and skipped meetings. And then all of a sudden, you know, Mike Tomlin comes up with a knee injury. And I get coaches trying to protect their players. But there are players in that locker room who did not like and appreciate the fact that an injury was made to cover up for Antonio Brown's behavior and, insubordination walking out on the team. And so those are the things I think that are kind of an underlying issue here that I think could bubble to the surface sometime in the, you know, sometime soon, possibly.
And even though the fact, as you say, Tomlin tried to keep the madness to a minimum and taking Antonio Brown's back and making exceptions for him, didn't keep Antonio from throwing him under the bus last week either, which I just didn't understand a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I was amused at that. I understand. Okay, he wants to snipe at Ben Roethlisberger again, which is just ridiculous. But to then take a shot at Mike Tomlin, the guy who has protected him, covered up for him, enabled him all these years, and then he's going to complain about Mike Tomlin saying that he quit on the team after he quit on the team. So that was just, you know, I chuckled at that one.
So Tomlin's got some fence mending to do with some of his players going into next season. Does Roethlisberger?
No, not at all. Jody, I'm surprised at this national reaction for people who want to point the finger at Ben Roethlisberger as if he is to blame for Antonio Brown. Let me tell you, there is one person to blame for Antonio Brown's behavior, and that's Antonio Brown. And this notion that Ben Roethlisberger helped fuel some of this or is it the root of this problem is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That entire team knows why they win, and it's because of him. And without him, you know, they're an above-average football team. And, you know, they follow Ben. Is he the most well-liked guy in the locker room? I'm not going to sit there and sit here and say he is or he isn't. But I'll tell you what, they like him on the football field. They like the way he performs, and they like how he makes them win, and those guys follow him in that regard. So for these people to think that there is a problem with Ben Roethlisberger tells me two things. One, they're insanely dumb, and two, they're totally out of touch with what actually is going on in that locker room.
I'm with you. I think Roethlisberger's still got game, but he has hinted at retirement before. The Steelers had a non-playoff season this year, which they're not very used to. If this upcoming season doesn't go well, will we see big-time changes in Pittsburgh? And what I'm referring to are quarterback, maybe that he walks away and calls it a career, and could they swap out coaches, something they are famous for not doing
right.
Over decades?
You know, I don't think any of that will reflect or have anything to do with Ben Roethlisberger. I believe he will play at least two more years. He is still playing at a very high level. All you have to do is see how he played this year. So I don't think that'll have anything to do. He won't have anything to do with any types of, quote, changes they'll make. And one of the reasons for their success year after year, decade after decade, is that they are not a team that panics and makes wholesale changes and blows things up. Just witness the three coaches since 1969. You know, their stability is something they've always prided themselves on and will continue to pride themselves on. So I don't see that happening. And, you know, when you look at it, Jody, the sky is falling on a 9-6-1 football team. How many teams in the National Football League would love to be 9-6-1 and wanting to push the panic button, or have people want to push the panic button for them? That shows you how high the bar is for them based on their past success. So this is a Super Bowl caliber roster and will continue to be, and they need some help on defense, one or two positions, but there's no reason they can't go back and be the team just like that they've always been. They're not that far away, and I think they're going to start. Well, not I think, they are going to start by ridding themselves of the distractions and the two guys who they don't want to play here, you don't want to be here, and you think you're bigger than the team, which Antonio Brown does. Then you know what? See you later. They're going to let them go. They're going to get rid of them, and they're going to try and put this thing back on the right track, and we'll see what happens with Mike Tomlin.
All right, we got three potential scenarios here. I need you to affix a percentage to them to come out to 100%. Antonio Brown is traded. They can't find a trade partner for him. Nobody wants to take him on. They are forced to release Antonio Brown if they're going to restart the whole team. Or they haven't said one of, all parties have agreed it's best for him to be traded, but nobody said it's guaranteed for him to be traded. What is the small percentage number that he could actually somehow mend fences and come back and rejoin this team? Give me the 100% breakout of those three scenarios.
Well, I will, and I will preface it by saying, and the Steelers never said that they will take him back. Will they trade him? Will there be no suitors, nobody interested in him? 0%. Will they take him back or hold on to him? 0%. Will they trade him?
100%. 100? Oh, I like it. Nervy.
Yeah, they, Kevin Colbert had to say what he said the other day, that we're not just going to give him away. Quite naturally, I mean, you know, because it looks as though the Steelers just want to get rid of him, which they're not going to, they can't bring him back into that locker room. So quite naturally, he's going to say, well, we're not just going to give him away. We want, something that is, that equates his talent. And they'll find teams out there. Will they get two number ones or a number one? Don't forget, Jody, it wasn't that long ago. Keyshawn Johnson, the Jets got two number ones for Keyshawn Johnson. The Dallas Cowboys got two number ones for Joey Galloway. So you know, Antonio Brown's numbers far exceed both those players. And I'm not saying he'll get two, but somebody will come. There'll be teams who will want his services. They might not be lining up like they would because of his bizarre behavior, but they'll find a suitor, and somebody will want to make the deal, and they'll make the deal.
Jerry, great stuff. Appreciate you coming on. Thanks for hopping on for a couple minutes.
Yeah, Jody, nice chat.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.